Promised free, fair and transparent elections in 2012. He said government will do everything possible to ensure that Ghanaians have confidence in the electoral process. President Mills said this when he joined the Muslim community to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. He called on the people to refrain from acts that have the tendency to cause problems during the elections. President Mills said Ghana is the only country for Ghanaians. As such, the people must cherish the peace and stability the country is enjoying.
I want to appeal that we use this period for self-assessment and for resolving to even improve upon our performance in past years. As you all know, we are going to have elections next year, and I want to promise you that as a government, we will ensure that we have free, fair and transparent elections. We are all one people, and I would urge each and every one of us to attempt to refrain from any acts which are likely to cause problems during the election. We must all watch what we say and do, because the weather is a very potent force, and we must always cherish the peace and stability that we enjoy. Let us also remember that Ghana is the only country that we have, and that all of us are the creations of Allah. We may belong to different regions or different religions, but we are all one people.
Mills tasked the Hajj committee to begin work towards a successful Hajj. He said government will give them all the support they need. President Mills commended the National Chief Imam for efforts in unifying the country.
I want to make an appeal to the Hajj committee that they must begin to work hard in order to ensure that they avoid the problems and challenges that befell us last year. As a government, we will give them every support, and we will ensure that all those who are in a position to go and have been so declared will be given the opportunity to do so. And may Allah bless especially the National Chief Imam for the efforts and for his peacemaking moves, and indeed for his magnanimity and his willingness to bring all of us together. If I'm here, it is because I identify with the ideals that bind all of us as Ghanaians.
President John Atta Mills. The National Chief Imam Sheikh Osman Nuhu Sharabutu expressed concern about the spate of politics of insults. He therefore appealed to members of the two dominant parties, the NDC and NPP, to talk about issues that will help bring the needed development into the lives of Ghanaians. His message was presented by spokesperson Alhaji Gadu Mohammed.
The National Chief Imam and the Muslim leadership view with concern the ongoing culture of insult, abuse and slander between the activists of the two main political parties through the media. The trend, if allowed to continue and grow, has the potential of leading to violence, breach of peace and a threat to our democratic system of governance and the rule of law. Taking a cue from developments on the eve of the 2008 elections, which brought Ghana almost to the brink, it is clear that if the trend continues unabated, the peace and stability we have enjoyed in recent years will be threatened, especially given the impending electioneering campaign ahead of the run-up to the 2012 elections. Given the foregoing scenario, the Muslim leadership hope and pray that the two sides, with the active support of the media, will rather focus on the real issues facing Ghanaians. We expect from them alternative policies and programs that will help to create avenues for economic development, especially programs that will generate full employment and provide jobs for the youth, particularly for those within the marginalized Zongo communities.
Spokesperson for National Chief Imam Alhaji Gado Mohammed. We now bring you regional reports on the celebration of the Eid al-Fitr. At the El Aziz Central Mosque in Bema Camp, the Minister for Defense, Joseph Henry Smith, and the Chief of the Defense Staff, Major General Peter Blee, joined the Muslims to climb as the Eid al-Fitr. The Minister of Defense, on behalf of the President, congratulated all Muslims and families in the Ghana Armed Forces on the occasion of the Ramadan. He called on them to practice genuine virtues of effective devotion, honesty, and closeness to Allah. He asked them to pray for peace in Libya and other Arab countries where there is conflict. The Chief of the Defense Staff, Major General Peter Blee, said the level of holiness achieved in the month-long fasting should reflect in their approach and attitude to life. He cautioned Muslims to be disciplined on the road during the celebration to avoid accidents and loss of lives. Messages of reconciliation, love and unity ran through most sermons at the Eid al-Fitr services in the Tema metropolis. At the Ahmadiyya Mission at Community 5, the regional missionary Mwavi Wahib Zia Uhag called on Muslims to be each other's keeper in disease from acts that could tarnish the image of their religion. He asked Muslims to use the occasion to reflect the good deeds of Allah and give thanks to Him at all times. Speaking on the Libyan uprising, Mwavi Zia Uhag called on the Muslim community to use the right procedures to address their grievances rather than engaging in acts that could result in chaos. At the Mantedin Park, where over 100 Muslims gathered to pray, the Tema Metropolitan Chief Imam Adams Abubakar urged Muslims to use the occasion to promote peace in their communities.
At Volgatanga, more than 1,000 people gathered at the Jubilee Park to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. The Deputy Upper East Regional Minister Lucy Awini said the fasting period is not only beneficial to Muslims but to the entire nation. She urged Muslims to allow the blessings they have gained during the fasting period to inspire in them social belonging, unity and brotherhood. The Upper East Regional Chief Imam Sheikh Adam Yusuf prayed for blessings for the country and showed his deepest appreciation to God for taking them through the holy month successfully. From Wa in the Upper West Region, correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports that thousands of Muslims from both Orthodox and Ahmadis observed prayers at their various grounds. Dr. Suleiman Mohammed Bukhari led the Orthodox Muslims at the Jubilee Park, while the Ahmadis were led by Mawvi Salman Tariq at the T.I. Ahmadiyya Secondary School. Members of Ahlus Sunnah held their prayers yesterday. The congregation later converged at the forecourt of the RCC, where they prayed for the President and the nation. They also expressed gratitude to Allah for seeing them through the month-long fast. The Deputy Regional Minister Cesar Kale, who addressed the gathering, said Islam is an admirable religion because of its uniqueness. He said Islam teaches a complete way of life, which when followed benefits mankind and society at all times. Mr. Kale said it is for this reason that Muslims should continue to play a major role in guiding the society.
In Ho, the Volta Regional Capital, Muslim faithful converged at the Ho Police Training School to mark the day. Led by the Volta Regional Chief Imam Alhaji Hamza Danjuma, the group offered prayers and thanks to Allah for taking them through the month-long fasting and prayer sections. They also prayed for unity and love among the citizenry to fast-track development. The regional chief imam, Alhaji Hamza Danjuma, expressed worry about the use of insulting languages among Ghanaians and blamed it on religious leaders, saying they are running away from their responsibilities since the people found in these acts belong to a faith-based organization. He advised the government to come up with a legislative instrument that will help combat homosexuality to prove government's stand about the act. The Volta Regional Minister Joseph Amanowodi expressed government preparedness to collaborate with religious bodies in developing the country.
You heard reports from the region on the celebration of Eid al-Fitr. And from Tamale Jubilee Park, our correspondent Saka Mohammed says the occasion was also witnessed by some Christian clergy.
The chief imam of the Tamale Central Mosque, Abdusalam Ahmed, prayed for the nation and urged Muslims to be law-abiding citizens. He said Islam stands for peace, and any act that is contrary to that is against the teachings and principles of the religion. Imam Ahmed urged Muslims to live peacefully with their neighbors and press on discipline and good parental care as attributes of the development of the nation. The Northern Regional Minister Moses Bukar Mambunga's speech was said for him by his deputy, Sam Nasab Asabidi. He said the nation needs peace to progress and warned that the law will deal with any person or group of persons who foment trouble in the area. Mr. Mabunga urged Muslims to turn a new page in their life by forgiving one another and making peace with one another. He said the spiritual upliftment they have attained during the Ramadan should spur on them to reconcile with one another. The regional minister noted that the region is being confronted with numerous developmental challenges such as poverty, ignorance, disease, and deprivation, which he said should be their common enemy. An interview with Reverend Father of the Catholic Church, Martin Palamas, who came there to witness the occasion, said Muslims and Christians are one people and worship one God. From Tamale, Saka Muhammad for Radio Ghana.